Welcome to The One About Careers with Devin
and Sarah Jane,
a career podcast for adults involved with teens navigating life after high school.
We help you help your teens make informed education and career decisions by providing quality information and resources.
Join us for weekly bite-sized conversations covering various aspects of careers, including insights from professionals in different fields.
New episodes available every week at theoneaboutcareers.com. So, welcome back to The One About Careers. I feel like every episode is our hot button episodes. It's just because Devin and I nerd out, geek out on the topics we have. And thank goodness we're in this space in our day jobs, because this is what we love. Today, we're talking about apprenticeship. And I know, Devin, you are like, this is one of the things that you, I don't know if we don't talk about it enough, or it just, again, is one of those hot buttons with you. And what makes you so passionate about apprenticeships?
Apprenticeship is something I have such a soft spot for because I come from a family full of tradespeople. So I did university right out of high school, and then I did a one-year college program. And in the first, in the first 2 weeks of that college program, my dad passed away. Very suddenly. He was very young. It was super shocking and a very horrible time of my life. But my dad was a pipe fitter welder. Pipe fitter is like an industrial plumber. And I grew up in an area of Southern Ontario that is known for petrochemical manufacturing. So he would build these super complex piping systems to move chemicals over all around plants and things like that.
Cool.
And it was interesting because I finished that year at school and I went into the environmental field and I hated it. And when I decided to go back to school, I again chose college and I did a one-year communications program. And the goal was to stay in the environmental field, but move into maybe something like, I don't know, environmental education, you know, coordinating outdoor education, something like that. That's kind of where I wanted to go with it. But the first role that came up that I went, oh, that sounds cool, was working for, they are known now as Skills Ontario, and they're a nonprofit that promotes careers in the trades to youth. And something really, really sparked in there. So my job was as a liaison officer. And for the next 6 years, I traveled around to schools in the greater Toronto area doing presentations to students in grades 7 to 12, talking about trades, talking about apprenticeships. And it felt like such a cool way to honor my dad, to honor all of my family members who are tradespeople. When I had gone this university route and everybody in my life had been like, you should go to university. Smart people go to university. You should go there. And I never questioned it. And I spent years talking about trades and apprenticeships. And I was like, this stuff is so cool. Like, it's so interesting. The careers you get in the trades, the way the whole apprenticeship system works, it's so interesting. And I don't know how we don't talk about it more in schools because it's so freaking cool. So it differs a little bit, just like everything education, it varies from province and territory to province and territory. But generally speaking, as an apprentice, you actually spend on average about 80% of your education on the job. You work alongside somebody who is a master in that trade, and they teach you, and you have like a book of things that you need to be able to master, and you need to know how to do all these different tasks. And that person who's been doing the job for how many years will check off and say, yes, this person knows how to do that. The other 20% of the time, you're in school. And the whole underlie of all of this is because you're working, you're getting paid. And then even when you're in school, like, you get laid off, you collect EI.
Yeah.
So in terms of finances, you know, anytime somebody's come to me and they're like, oh, I really want to go to school, but I don't know how I'm going to pay for it, I'm like, let's talk about skilled trades.
Yeah.
Because in terms of finances, apprenticeship is the no-brainer choice. If you have, you know, if you're interested in this stuff, if you have a bit of a talent for math and science, you're curious, you know, you're, oh, It's amazing. I could talk about apprenticeship for days. It's so interesting. It's such a neat pathway.
Yeah, and I think, some of the trades are what I would call pandemic proof. A lot of people
Gosh,
were on to me about, I they were so frustrated. They're like, I want a pandemic proof job. Plumber.
Recession proof too.
Yeah, completely, exactly. And I can tell you right now, we absolutely need plumbers. And it's really interesting. I do think there are some of the trades, sorry, that are going to be eliminated courtesy of automation. And so, I mean, that is a reality. Like any job, it isn't just white collar job. It isn't whatever collar you want to claim. Any collar, your job could be, and I would say it's probably more white collar than it is blue, but
I would agree.
certainly to be mindful of those. It's that the other thing I love is that you can actually start a trade in some provinces in high school. So you can get, I just think this is the best thing ever. You
Such
can
a
get
scam. It's so
high
good.
school credits. Sometimes the employer will even pay you. Sometimes they won't, but you'll be able to try something out. And even if you try it out and you don't like it, that's a win in my book. Because you eliminated it, which is brilliant. And I think it's so funny because people are like, huh? Why is it a win that I hated it? Because you eliminated it. You tried it and you eliminated it. And you will have picked up things that are what we call transferable, right? How to work with people. Maybe you don't want to work with people because you don't like them. Good to know, because then you know that that's not a good, not a good fit for you. You're going to learn about, when you have to be at work, what time. So what time do you need to, like, what is all the stuff you have to do before you actually get to the job? What are the things you need to have on the job? What are the things you need to be mindful of in terms of work? What are the unwritten rules that you didn't even know about? In the process, you're going to get all these things. The other thing is that often if you start an apprenticeship in high school, sometimes you can get paid during the summer to work at that same place that you started the apprenticeship that you're getting credits for. And you don't have to sit in a freaking classroom listening to a teacher. And for those people who love using their hands, this is brilliant. And for those of us, like I often say, they're the most useful humans in the planet, because they can build things and we need things built. There's some chatter around, oh, well, robots will do all these things. Not denying that one day that might happen. I think we're ways away. The cost of that technology is still fairly substantial. So I'm not saying we're not going to get there. I think we will get there, frankly, but we're not there yet. So for the moment, and I still, because there's a very high level of tech needed to do something like be a plumber. Each environment is so very different than the one before. So having said that, are there what's an apprenticeship that you didn't even realize was an apprenticeship until you started digging into some things?
There's actually over 200 registered trades in Canada. And it was funny because when I would do these presentations, a lot of times, especially the younger kids, like the grade 7 kids, I'd be like, who can name a skilled trade? And they invariably came out with plumber, electrician, carpenter, and car mechanic. And then this was around the time that like Cake Boss got really popular. Do you remember Cake Boss was on the air and the guy who made like the fancy cakes? I can't remember his name, he's from New York. And so then people started realizing that like bakers and chefs are also tradespeople. For me, it was so like hairstylists are also tradespeople. And that's usually when people know, because typically if you're sitting there getting your haircut, you'll see their little certificate over their station saying that they're, licensed to cut your hair or color it or whatever. Where I got really surprised was in a lot of the motor vehicle service things. And it wasn't so much that I didn't realize people existed, it was just how much you can specialize in that. So certainly you have people who are auto service technicians. That's the formal name for like your car mechanic. But like think of any kind of vehicle that operates on an internal combustion system. So like we had photos from job sites, from like mining sites, whatever, of these just massive like drilling machines, these massive whatever. And it's like those vehicles all need mechanics too, you know, and not realizing, holy crap, that's a whole separate
heavy equipment mechanics.
You live in a whole separate area to do that, right? And people don't think about things like that. The other sector that's covered with a lot of trades is the service industry. And just the sheer number of people who work in different types of services. So yes, you have your, that's where your hairstylist and your chefs fit. But also you had people who did things like make eyeglasses. That fits in that category. You had people who made like horse tack, you know, like people who are like riders, jumpers, whatever. That's a whole thing. Like it's wild the amount of options available. So it's definitely a super cool field to get into and to look at, because I think so often people only think of plumber, electrician, carpenter, car mechanic, and they, you know, I don't want to do those. So they don't even look at any trades, but there's a couple hundred different options there.
Yeah. And I will say, depending on where you live, so Devin mentioned hairstylist, and I would say, frankly, where I live, you're going to go to an actual school, and that's where you're going to learn. You're not going to, you will get apprenticeship hours at a specific salon, but you really are, it isn't like, for instance, a chef. You can do that through a kitchen. Again, there are culinary programs at colleges. Like some of the apprenticeships have been definitely a good portion of the apprenticeship piece is being taken on by the college, depending on the province or territory that you're in and the location that you're in. The other thing that I think is really important is that we don't, of course, see all of the apprenticeships. You know, one of my favorites is like sprinkler repair person. And I don't mean a sprinkler in the grass. I mean like the fire system that rules most big buildings. But if you live in rural land, you don't realize elevator repair person, right? You know.
Can I talk about my favorite?
Yes.
Underwater welders.
Oh. So I actually, one of my daughter's friends in kindergarten, her first boyfriend, I know, his dad taught people who did that job. So, you know, geeking out about careers, I'm like, tell me more. Who are these people? Where did they learn? And, you know, and the living conditions, because of course they're on the oil rigs, you know, so they're living in some fairly tight spaces for periods of time and then returning back to the surface. But yes, that's a super cool.
It's a wonder. And actually I met a guy years ago on my travels talking to trades and meeting tradespeople. He actually he worked only I think 6 months of the year, and he hung out in the Caribbean because he worked on cruise ships. Dude, boy did I make bad life choices. That's amazing.
Yeah, completely. Completely. Yeah. I'm glad we're going to put some links too, because there are some, like there's quite a few different online assessments too, to help you suss out a little bit clearer about what kind of apprenticeship you might want to go into. And the earnings can be pretty
significant.
Yeah. Absolutely. Is there anything else you want to say about apprenticeship?
I spent 6 years talking about apprenticeship. How long do we have?
All right, folks. So I'm going to cut her off now. The reality is we'll come back to this topic again. And Devin will share more of that 6 years of knowledge, but I will limit her this time. And yes, you can send me thank yous to the One About Careers.
You accept tips, right?
Awesome. What are we talking about next? Oh. Seriously. Every time I just get it, I look at the list and I get excited. How can I get more excited? So we're going to talk about untraditional training next. Oh, ooh, super cool. Super cool. Geeking out. All right. We'll see you on the next episode of The One About Careers.
Thanks for listening to the One About Careers podcast.
You can catch up with past episodes at theoneaboutcareers.com.
Join us next week for another bite-sized conversation.